From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Where the baseball cap couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Hometown Girl by Josh Turner. That's one of my daughter Cameron's favorite. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 24th through the 26th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And finally, we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we'll be talking with J.R. Kramer, landscape architect with Remark Landscape Architecture. Also Nancy Swift with Swift Appliance. Marty Huggins with Palmetto Moon Synthetic Turf. Cynthia Mappas and Vicki Thomas with Rick's Lighting and Home. And finally, Jay Vauck with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. Well, I did mention the Charleston Fall Home Show happening August 24th through the 26th, and I wanted to give you a few highlights of the show, just kind of whet your appetite and give you a few things to think about and reasons to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show when it rolls around in about a month. First of all, we've got free admission on Friday. That's a tradition at the Charleston Fall Home Show from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. And then we've also got discounted admission on Saturday and Sunday, $2 admission after 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday, you pay that discounted $2 admission price after 2 p.m., and we're going to give you a free gourmet gift bag, including Benny wafers and roasted pecans and key lime cookies, pralines, Charleston tea, and plus a starfish ornament to keep. And that's thanks to Low Country Gourmet Baskets and Gifts and M.W. Hunter Interiors, located at 1722 Ashley River Road. So all of that, the first 200 families who come to the Charleston Fall Home Show on Saturday, August 25th, you pay that $2 admission after 2 o'clock and you get one of those Low Country Gourmet gift bags. And then on Sunday, August 26th, you pay that $2 admission after 2 p.m., and we're going to give you a free blue cotton candle. And this is for the first 200 families to pay the $2 admission after 2 p.m. We'll get a sweet tea scented candle valued at $27 thanks to Blue Cotton. And if you haven't visited Blue Cotton, you should check them out. They're located at 1890 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. On Friday evening, just backing up for a second, We've got kitchens, baths, and all that jazz home show party, and that's happening on Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m., and we'll have complimentary beer and wine and delicious catered food, and tickets are just $15 in advance at charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com, or you can buy them at the door that evening if we have any left for $20. And I say that because we only order a certain amount of food and beer and wine to accommodate our expected crowd. And so hopefully you can buy a ticket in advance at charlestonfallhomeshow.com. That's just a few of the many things that we've got going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And of course, the main reason you're coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show, and that's to see the over 100 A-list local contractors that will be on display. So visit charlestonfallhomeshow.com for more information and have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. How you doing, J.R.?
Doing great, Tim. Thanks for asking.
Sure. J.R., take a moment, tell everybody about Remark Landscape Architects.
Yeah, we're a landscape architecture studio downtown Charleston. We focus on innovation, collaboration, stewardship on all of our projects. And we really just have a desire to create beautiful places that meets our clients' needs and desires and budgets. Mm-hmm. And we have a studio totaling of six, counting my wife and I. And we love what we do, and we're trying to be very thoughtful in our designs and the impact on the environment.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, Remark Landscape Architects, where would people see your work around town?
We have work all over the Lowcountry. Right now, the biggest, if you ever go, some of our commercial work, the Workshop downtown, Pacific Box and Crate, Lewis Barbecue, Parcel 32 on King Street. We just finished up a really fun design. But we have residential projects scattered throughout the region. Mm-hmm. From Hilton Head to Kiowa to Sullivan's Island to downtown. We're working on three projects downtown in historic areas.
Gotcha. I know Remark does a lot of work on Daniel Island too.
Yeah, we do. We have. And we've done some really nice projects on Daniel Island that are focused on. You can see those on our website. Mm-hmm. And we actually have four more projects we're working on right now on Captain's Island, the new section of Daniel Island.
Oh, cool. Good deal. Now, some neighborhoods require a homeowner hire a landscape architect, not a landscape designer, but someone who has gone through all of the schooling to become an accredited landscape architect. And that's what you are, right? And your team at Remark?
Yeah, it is. It's actually, we have my wife and I, we have our degrees from University of Georgia. And we had to work for someone for 2 years before we could take our test to become a professionally licensed landscape architect. And our office right now, we have two of our associates are licensed landscape architects. A third has a degree in architecture and is working on taking her final piece of the test. And then we have a fourth we recently hired. She has 15 years of experience but is not a licensed landscape architect, but has a lot of experience in design, build, and design over the years.
Why do you think these neighborhoods require the homeowner hire a landscape architect?
It is really important in my mind as a landscape architect, but we just think things through as far as site planning. We think about the drainage, how views of the site, the winds, the microclimates. And so really a lot of these communities, especially Kiowa and now Daniel Island and Captain's Island, they're requiring to hire a landscape architect the same time they hire an architect and have site analysis meetings. So that way they know the design is a team approach. Because it's not just about the architecture or the landscape architecture. It's about collaborating together with the site, the architect, the homeowner, and the guidelines to create a cohesive design that makes the most impact for the client with the least impact on the environment.
Mm-hmm. And besides everything that you just said, not to discount anything that you just mentioned, but It's sort of for a selfish reason. I mean, certain neighborhoods that require a landscape architect have set standards for themselves. They know that they recognize that in order for their properties to increase in value, you have to have those high standards. And if you just allow the homeowner if they say, oh, we'll do that ourselves, you know, we'll take care of that. They know that it's possible that they may end up with a yard that's not as attractive as some of the others. And it's really for a selfish reason that, and I, as a homeowner, I would want this too. I want my property to rise in value. And the only way to do that is to make sure that that my neighbors who are building also have as nice a landscape that as I do, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, so that's the value that we bring, you know, this value of our services, but then the increased value in the end of the property, make sure it's done right, property values and just aesthetic values.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Certain neighborhoods require a landscape architect, and then it becomes who do you hire? And there are several landscape architect firms in town. What would you suggest to a homeowner in terms of what they need to look for in order to hire the right landscape architect?
I mean, the Low Country it's a great community where as landscape architects, we're a small community compared to architects and engineers, but there's a lot of great designers out there. And really it's going through an interview process and just looking at the services that are offered and just making sure that the right person's a right fit for a project. We're not a right fit for every single project, but I think the services that we offer, the care in our designs and the in-depth designs that we offer, we bring a lot of value.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just knowing that it's not just about the fee, who has a lower fee or a higher fee, but just the right fit for a project is important for our mm-hmm. client.
There were, I remember a long time ago, somebody telling me that the bidding process for their organization was they always threw out the lowest and the highest bids, and then they looked at the remaining ones. And so sometimes it's not always the best idea to go with the lowest bid, even if it is a landscape architect.
No, not always. You know, typically what we do is, a lot of times we are bidding our proposals against others. And it's funny, people ask, like, well, who's your competition? We feel like there's no competition. Not that we think, oh, we're the greatest or anything, but I feel like that we just get the projects that we're supposed to get. And that what a lot of times we'll do is we'll tell a client, you know, here's our fee, here's all of our services. It may be more than others, but just talk to us about it, and we're willing to negotiate a fee out if need be. We're very upfront about that mm-hmm. because we kind of know what it's going to take and the value that we bring. At the same time, we also want to work with certain clients and certain projects. We feel like they're in line with our services and our desire to be good stewards of the environment and work on really nice projects with great architects and nice settings.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're willing to work with clients that way all the time. We do it all the time. Probably the past 6 months, we've probably negotiated a dozen or so contracts and reduced our fees and helped with our scope of our services to align with our budgets mm-hmm. that are needed.
Right, because there might be a situation where one landscape architect firm is giving a bid, but they're not necessarily including site visits and things like that. And there's things that happen during the construction process that require changing the landscape design, right?
No, it is. I mean, the design process is really important because, the design on paper is one thing, but typically we meet with the clients, we visit the site, and as the design progresses and the house starts going up, we really like to look at the design one more time before it's complete, really, because sometimes windows change, maybe the house moves slightly, air conditioning moves, things happen like that. And so it's always good to make one final look and then the construction observation for us is really important, because once we start putting plants on site, we like to massage things, and it's how things look in the end is really important. And key example, we just finished up a project in Sea Pines and Hilton Head. We got brought in at the very tail end, right before the house was ready, actually finished. We did a design and had it implemented, but then did three site visits during, before plants got laid out. I was there when plants got brought in, and then one final time just to review everything, and things were moved around and tweaked and made the homeowner really happy that we were there and providing that service.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. You definitely do get what you pay for, and do your homework and talk to more than one landscape architect when hiring. And, you know, you mentioned some of the commercial projects that you've done in the Upper Peninsula. Those developers, what are their names?
Ravencliff.
That you've done such good work for them that they're not talking to you about fees or anything like that. They just know we got to call Remark because they're our team.
Yeah, that's right. We're on a team, and then we're still very thoughtful with our fees and things that we provide. When we're on that team, we're on team with them. We're a good steward of their dollars, the design, and so we're there for the long term. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's as funny as how people just in the past 6 months. I've really taken note of some of these commercial projects, because the two projects we've done in Sea Pines all came through visits of the clients on our projects here in Charleston.
Right, right.
And then just another, recently had a phone call about another possible project, a corporate campus where they saw our work here mm-hmm. in Charleston. And so
what a great compliment Remark.
It's taken us 11 years to kind of build this body of work, and it's paid off, and we're very grateful.
Right. It only took you 11 years to become an overnight success.
Yeah, right? That's exactly a lot of hard work.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Remark Landscape Architects?
Yeah, they can visit our website at remarkstudiollc.com or give the studio a call, 843-952-7817.
All right, great. And you can also see the work of Remark Landscape Architects in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, we have been talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. Thanks so much, J.R.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Nancy Swift with Swift Appliance. How are you doing, Nancy?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Nancy, take a moment and tell everybody about Swift Appliance.
Swift Appliance is a family-owned and operated business, and we've been in the Mount Pleasant area for 6 years, and we have a location in Merle's Inlet.
Very good, very good. So, Nancy, you mentioned that Swift Appliance is a family-run business, and your husband used to be a GC, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and so, that's why he can do custom installations, is because he used to be a general contractor.
Gotcha. And so, as a general contractor, he was responsible for all of the various installations that would go into one of his clients' homes. And over time, he became an expert on installing appliances?
Yes, that was part of it. But the other part of it was also that he was putting siding up on a house of somebody who owned an appliance store, and he wanted to know if he could install appliances as well as he could put up siding. Mm-hmm. So he started working for them, and every afternoon he would go in and do custom modifications to get appliances to work. So that's where it came from.
Gotcha. Is that a common thing to have to do customized installations?
It can be. It's if that refrigerator isn't going to fit because your height is too short. Wall ovens never seem to go back into the same opening. Same thing with microwaves. Or you have a microwave up high and you really want a microwave drawer, and it's finding the place that we can put it and making sure that, you know, you have the proper electrical and everything else. So we see it more and more. It's taking an old slide in and retroing it for a regular freestanding range, or the new slide-ins that don't sit on your countertop. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that in our industry change every day that make it so we have to do modifications.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Now, Swift Appliance is an independent store. You're not a chain or anything like
No.
that. You're not a big box store. Why should a customer do business with Swift Appliance versus maybe buying their appliances at one of the big box stores? Aren't they going to get a better deal at a big box store?
No, not necessarily. Most of the time, we're about 10% less than the big box store. But also, we pride on ourselves on the fact that when you come in to Swift Appliance, you're coming in and you're leaving with an education. I don't want to just sell you an appliance. I want to make sure that you know what else is out there so that you make the best educated decision for you on whatever that product needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just told me a story before we started the interview about you recommending to a customer not to buy a certain brand appliance because they just weren't lasting very long, and that customer ended up buying that appliance you recommended they don't buy, and 2 years later their refrigerator had conked out and they were back.
They bought another one. Yes,
they remembered you and they said, okay, I'm going to follow your advice this time around.
Yes, he actually walked in the door and said, I know you told me not to do this, but I did it, and now I'm sorry, and now I'm going to take your advice.
That's that old expression, cheap can be expensive.
Yes, it can
sometimes.
Very.
What brand appliance did he end up buying from you? The one
GE.
GE. Mm-hmm. And that'll last a lot longer than the other brand that
Absolutely.
We won't mention. But what other brands does Swift Appliance carry?
We carry all the Whirlpool brands. We carry all the GE brands. We carry Bertazzoni. We carry Fulgor. We carry a lot of newer ones, Zephyr hoods, Exo hoods, a lot of different manufacturers. But our main ones are Whirlpool and GE. We do carry the Frigidaire. We do carry LG. We do carry Samsung. But we definitely have our favorites. Oh, and I forgot about Bosch. And in Merle's Inlet, we have Thermador. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and when we do photo shoots at a lot of houses, you do see a lot of those GE profile appliances in the kitchens, and they're very very good product. Not knocking them at all, but sometimes. I guess it's maybe a perception thing, but I'm thinking this is a custom home, and they didn't go with one of the maybe the higher end or the custom oriented appliances that you'll find at Swift Appliance.
And we also carry the everyday appliances as well as just the basic refrigerators and everything else, your garage refrigerator for, $4.99 and those kind of things. So we do a full gamut of everything. And people come to us and they'll come to us with a budget, and we try to do the best we can under their budget. And I always try to steer them in the right direction that their budget and their house are on the same page so that they don't overstate a house or understate a house with appliances.
Mm-hmm. Right. Swift Appliance has been part of our home shows the last few years, and I recall there being kind of like a retro looking oven or stove that you had on display, and that got a lot of attention, didn't it?
Yes, actually I brought two, and that was the Bertazzoni, which just is really redesigned, and it is beautiful, and it's bigger oven cavity and everything else. Still a great price, still comes in with the free hood. But we also had the Smeg refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And that was always a hit because everybody loved it because it was totally a retro refrigerator.
Right.
So
and some bright colors too.
Yes.
That's cool.
Very cool colors. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Swift Appliance, you've got some news about your Mount Pleasant store consolidating with your Merle's Inlet store. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes. As of the end of this month, we are consolidating our showrooms. Unfortunately, Mount Pleasant rent is gone through the roof, and they just can't do that and be competitive. And since we pride ourselves on education and good prices, I need to find a new home that makes it so I can do all the above. Mm-hmm. So right now we'll be in our Merle's Inlet location. However, I still live in Mount Pleasant, and our warehouse is still in North Charleston. So we're still able to service our customers that we have now, and still deliver just as we have in the past. So there won't be any hiccups there. And right now I'm just actively looking for a new home. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I find that, I will definitely be back to let everybody know. But in the meantime, our phone numbers will still be the same. So you'll still be able to get a hold of us, and we're still doing business as usual.
Mm-hmm. And they can, you know, a lot of people are very, very comfortable shopping online for their appliances, so they can still go to the Swift Appliance website.
Absolutely. And it's active, and you can submit something on there or call in for a price. Again, we still have full inventory at our warehouse, so we have those Bosch dishwashers in the warehouse and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So tell our listeners about what you would recommend to potential customers of Swift Appliance going forward. This will be after July 31st, right?
Yes, after July 31st. If you would like, we can do in-home consultations. So we'll come out to your house and go over in your kitchen exactly what you can or can't do, and let you know what is available and everything else. If you want to shop, whether it's online or anything else, and then just call us, we'll be more than happy to give you pricing and everything else. Obviously, I'm cutting my overhead in half, which is definitely helpful. Mm-hmm. So that will also be reflected in our prices. So we're going to continue to be extremely competitive. And again, you know, we don't have a problem doing in-home consultations in the Charleston area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to raise prices for customers just because your expenses go up, but it's awfully easy to lower the prices to help customers if your prices go down.
Absolutely.
So that's a nice hook. They can still have the same great service and the offerings of all the different brands that you mentioned, but at a lower price, because you don't have the expensive Mount Pleasant real estate.
Exactly. And again, we're hoping that we come back soon, but we're just trying to find the right place. I don't want to jumped into a place that I don't like and then have to move again. I want to do it one more time and that's it. Obviously, Mount Pleasant is my baby. I started it 6 years ago, so it's a little tough, but I'll be working out of the Emeralds Inlet, as well as just servicing my customers in the area. Whoever needs me to come over, I can take care of that.
All right, great. Well, how can folks get more information about Swift Appliance?
Okay, you can call our Emeralds Inlet location at 843-299-1988. You can still get us on our website at swiftappliancesc.com. We're still here. So whatever you need, let us know.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Nancy Swift with Swift Appliance. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Marty Huggins with Palmetto Moon Synthetic Turf. How you doing, Marty?
Doing well. How are you, Tim?
Good. Marty, take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Moon Synthetic Turf.
Palmetto Moon Synthetic Turf is a turf business here in Charleston, but we service all over South Carolina, parts of Georgia, Charlotte. It's a synthetic turf company, but we also install pet grass. We install bocce ball courts, putting greens, anything basically turf-related. We do commercial and residential. Our website is palmettomoonsyntheticturf.com, and we have a Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So synthetic turf. When I think of synthetic turf, I think of that weird green-colored, real short type, I don't even call it grass, that AstroTurf thing, right? They still sell in Lowe's and things like that. But this is Palmetto's Moon Synthetic Turf, completely different.
We do still carry the old AstroTurf of old. We actually are doing a project for North Charles, and that for a baseball field, they specifically request the AstroTurf look. But the turf has come a long way in the last even 12 years since I've been doing it. So we've got residential turf that looks like fescue. We've got rye. We've got Georgia knockoff. We've got Bermuda, St. Augustine. So pretty much anything that's indigenous to the South here. We've got a grass that mimics that.
Mm-hmm. In the summertime, If you don't mow your lawn at least once a week, and sometimes with rain and everything, it gets to be kind of a every 4 or 5 day kind of cycle. Your lawn is going to look overgrown. In the wintertime, the grass dies and you've got that dead grass look. What will people experience if they have Palmetto Moon synthetic turf in their front yard or backyard?
Right. Well, the synthetic turf, obviously, there's very little maintenance. You literally just blow it off with a leaf blower, so there's no mowing, there's no irrigation cost, there's no overseeding in the wintertime with rye or anything like that. So obviously, it is just fake grass, but it looks great all year round. There's very little maintenance, like I said, and people love it. Usually, for most of our clients, their average rate of return is 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. After that, you know, in theory, you're making money. So when it's a situation where you're not paying for maintenance, there's nobody coming in cutting the grass, you don't have to do it yourself, there's no irrigation costs, which one of our clients in Isle of Palms went from an $800 bill down to $150. Mm. So that savings can be tremendous, and you know, obviously, you can recoup your investment really quickly.
Mm-hmm. You just mentioned all of the different grass types that Palmetto Moon synthetic turf mimics, but does it look real?
Yeah, it looks very real. A lot of our clients, you know, once we put it down, even after it comes in 15-foot rolls, and we roll it out, seam it together. We did a big project over in Isle of Palms by the Windjammer. We've got 3 houses right on the ocean. We did about probably 5 years ago now. And literally, as soon as we rolled it out, people were coming by asking, you know, how did you get the grass so green, that type of stuff. So most people don't know it. Matter of fact, we've done the artificial lawn turf here at Charles and Holman Design, and it looks so real that the city spray painted their line over it thinking it was real grass. So that happens quite frequently. The good thing is you can buy the dollar stuff from the dollar store, the orange little bottle, and then you can spray it on and it'll wash right off.
That's good because that the city did come by and sprayed. I was hoping they weren't going to be digging, but unfortunately they didn't. But Who is the typical customer for Palmetto Moon synthetic turf? Is it maybe someone who owns a second home in Charleston and doesn't want to bother with the maintenance? Is it an older homeowner that doesn't want to bother with the maintenance?
It's kind of a little of both. Here in Charleston, we got everything from downtown to Isle of Palms and West Ashley, et cetera. It's going to vary. So a lot of times it's the person downtown that has a smaller backyard. They just don't want any maintenance on it. Or we've done, you know, little rooftop decks and stuff. They want a green space. So we have those clients, but we also have, you know, larger clients that have huge yards, but they're just paying, you know, $800,000 a month in a water bill that they can eliminate if they go with the synthetic turf. Then we have folks that just want a recreational space, that they want a bocce ball court. They want a putting green in their backyard, that type of thing. We have those that are big golfers, and then folks that just, you know, think they're raising the next Tiger Woods and they want that. Mm-hmm. So we do residential and commercial, but believe it or not, we probably are around 80% residential.
Mm-hmm. You know, something impressed me when Palmetto Moon synthetic turf was installing the turf grass in the front of Charleston Home and Design Magazine's office, and that was all of the prep work. I mean, I guess I just sort of expected you guys to come in and measure and put down the turf and that would be that, but your crew spent quite a bit of time preparing before the actual turf went down.
Right. For a lot of people that have, you know, turf needs, obviously they have a yard that has issues. So whether that be the yard's really clay, has a clay base, or loamy, or whatever the situation is, or it could be even that the yard has a lot of undulations and it's just not flat and the kids fall and trip and stuff like that. So yeah, our process is pretty intensive. So we have to come in and remove the sod that's there. We put a weed barrier down. Obviously that keeps the weeds from coming up, but it also provides a firm base for the subbase. We use a granite fine subbase for our base, which allows for a ton of drainage. So for example, we had a lady down on Limehouse that got 17 inches over Hurricane Matthew. And she called me a couple hours after the rain finally stopped, 6 days later, if you remember. And she's like, my dogs are in the yard playing. Matter of fact, all my neighbors are in my yard with their dogs doing their business because everybody's underwater. Mm. So the sub base that we use for the granite fine just allows for a ton of drainage, packs down well. We can get it and float it out so that the yard's nice and level again. And then, of course, the turf goes on top of that. And then we have an infill that's kind of need-based. So we have an infill, which the infill is the actual kind of sand-like product that goes in the turf. It actually helps to hold the fibers up, so it kind of serves as a ballast. So all turf is going to need that. So in the case of dogs, we have a pet turf deodorizer that we use. It's antimicrobial, doesn't hold in the moisture, doesn't hold in the smell. And then for somebody that's, you know, just a normal type use, we just have another product that's a man-made coated sand, again, antimicrobial. So all that stuff is kind of a long process, and obviously that's, you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. Right. So so Palmetto Moon Synthetic Turf is going to make sure that the synthetic turf is going to drain properly, and so it does. The water doesn't just sit on top of the turf. It'll permeate through and drain in into the ground. That's
so
good.
The turf actually drains. All of our turf drains about 60 gallons an hour per square yard. So that's way better than real sod does. So all of our stuff passes all the permeability tests for even the most strictest states like California, Nevada, etc. So pretty much everywhere around Charleston, we can install the turf because it does pass the permeability tests.
And you were just talking about pets that are going to do their business. Is there any kind of staining issue or anything kind of maintenance there that people have to do?
You just clean the poop up like normal. Just pick it up. The urine passes through the Envirofill, which is the infill that we use, and it passes through that and then goes just straight through the turf. So we make a particular pet grass, but the pet grass is a 1-inch, and so it looks kind of short. So a lot of our clients, they will just use a normal, artificial lawn that looks more realistic instead of like a soccer field. So for example, we have Bermuda that's 1.6, 1.75 inches, and we'll use that, and then we'll just use the pet turf deodorizer infill, and that way they can, any turf they choose, then we can make that a pet friendly turf.
Mm-hmm. And I have noticed it seems like there are a lot of different places that are popping up selling synthetic turf, not Palmetto Moon synthetic turf, but their own version. And it's really not a do-it-yourself product, is it?
It's not. And a lot of the neighborhoods and the POAs and stuff, they don't allow for self-installs for that reason. Other issue is that, we carry four of the biggest manufacturers in the country, so we're not tied into just one particular turf. So we carry, four of the biggest guys, Shaw Grass, Synthetic Grass Warehouse, or whatever. So a lot of the guys around the other competition, so to speak, is going to carry their one particular brand. They've bought a territory, they're tied into one guy, they're going to tell you, yes, this is the best turf for you, when it may or may not actually be that way. So because we've stayed independent and we just carry four of the biggest guys in the country, we can kind of tailor your turf to what fits your needs the best, mm-hmm. without being tied into one person.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just throw in a little anecdote. There was a small office building that was just built recently near my house, and I noticed they put in less than 10 square feet of grass. And every time I pass, when I see the landscape crew there, I'll make a comment to my daughters or say something. I say they should have used synthetic turf because, mm-hmm. They got to be paying $30-$50 a visit for that landscape crew to come and edge and mow less than 10 square feet of grass.
Right.
And it's definitely a great product. We have it here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our office. And the biggest thing is, challenges I think people might forget and maybe want to try to cut it or edge it or something like
right.
that. But you ever have anybody try to do that?
No, thankfully not. But, we do have the rare occasions where somebody's, the city's spray painting something.
Right.
They think it's real grass. One story, we had a lady that catered a party, and the crew that did the catering, they did a low country boil in Sullivan's Island, didn't realize it was fake grass, put a boiling pot of low country boil down onto the grass. So that's really the only thing you can do to hurt grass is to kind of burn it.
Mm-hmm.
So the good thing about it is that you can just kind of patch it in like carpet. So we had left her a remnant piece just in case something, heaven forbid, like this happened. So we pieced it in. She never knew that it was there. So that's good.
That's good. That's good. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Moon Synthetic Turf?
Sure. So if they're on Facebook, they can just look us up on there. Palmetto Moon Synthetic Turf is our webpage. Also, our traditional website is palmettomoonsyntheticturf.com. And then if they just want to call me directly to set up a bid, my cell number is 843-618-6611. So just whatever is best for them.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Marty Huggins with Palmetto Moon Synthetic Turf, and you can come by the Charleston Home and Design Magazine office, and we're located right next door to Lewis Barbecue, and just check out the turf grass that's out there. And special thanks to Marty Huggins and Palmetto Moon Synthetic Turf. And now we're talking with Cynthia Mappas and Vicki Thomas with Rick's Lighting and Home. How are you doing, ladies?
We're doing well.
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Ladies, take a moment and tell everybody about Rick's Lighting and Home.
Rick's Lighting and Home is traditionally was a lighting store that opened 33 years ago. And in 2017, we saw a total new focus by Rick. And now we're more of a home store with furniture, with lots of bar stools, tables, nice, one-of-a-kind pieces. We have also moved our outlet center that was located behind Rick's into our main building. So now we offer those same fantastic deals, but we're climate controlled and we're all under one roof. So we have had a really exciting time of growth. We're excited about the community's reaction to the furniture. We started with bar stools, and people were, it was so warmly received that we were encouraged to go into the furniture aspect, and the customers have just loved it.
Yeah, and I've been dropping off magazines, our magazine, to Rick's Lighting and Home for years now, and it was nice to see the transition. You know, all of a sudden, you're right, the bar stools, and then more and more today, walking into the Rick's Lighting and Home showroom, it's almost as if you have as much furniture on hand here to see as you do lighting.
Absolutely. We are, when we say lighting, we've got a great selection of ceiling fans, outdoor chandeliers, lamps, but people are amazed at the expansion with the outlet center. Our showroom has just grown, and they are so surprised by our selection of furniture.
Right. What kind of a style would you say the furnishings that Rick's Lighting and Home offers here?
I would say we have a broad base. We have a lot of the rustic looks. We have coastal looks.
And we have a lot of repurposed furniture also.
So this is furniture that it's hardwood, for example, but it's sort of distressed.
Exactly, exactly. A little bit more of your rustic and distressed. A lot of it is more of a repurposed style. Some things may look like an old, say an old ice box. We have tables and little chests that are made look like old ice box. We have barn doors on some of our barn shutters, if you want to call it, on some of our chests. And there are some a little bit more upscale, you know, leather-covered stools, things like that. So it's a nice array, but you can tell that it's kind of headed towards Charleston with a little bit more of a coastal flair.
Right. So 33 years in business, Rick's Lighting and Home, and so you've been working with a lot of the same builders, I would imagine, during that span.
We have. I've been here almost 18 years now, and I can tell you, it's been nice to see some of the builders that we hadn't seen in a while come back. From a little bit of an economic downturn.
Right.
And we're seeing them back again. And we've actually been bursting at the seams when it comes to that type of work, all your new construction and remodeling. So we have been seeing a lot of builders coming
in. Yeah, and they're very confident to send their customers that they're maybe building a custom home for, or maybe a big remodel project. They're very comfortable sending their customers to Rick's Lighting and Home for their lighting, and then they get the homeowners get here and they discover all the nice furnishings here too as well.
Yes, actually we are still doing what we've done before all along with the lighting and our contractor work. We offer a number of services to homeowners that are building and remodeling.
We help with layouts, lighting layouts, electrical walkthroughs. We help them select all the lights for their home. We work with a number of contractors who have us do that specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have their customers come in or their new homeowners coming in. And now they got a nice surprise. Not only do they get to look at lighting, they get to look at things to coordinate with it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I would urge people, never let your electrician be the one to determine where your lighting is going to go, because you're going to end up with a lot of dark spots in your house.
Exactly.
You folks are lighting professionals here at Rick's Lighting and Home, and it's your job to make sure that the home is illuminated properly.
Correct.
So no one should have any dark spots in their house, right?
No, they really shouldn't. A lot of people will say things like, well, there's a lot of natural light that comes in, but, you know, it does get dark sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always going around going, don't forget this and don't forget that. But, yes, that's actually what we do. We will have a look at your plans for you, give you a hand with that. If you need that done, we do have people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
We have people also do your electrical walkthroughs with you. As a matter of fact, I can tell you that everybody who's done it's had over 15 years of experience
mm-hmm.
here.
Right.
At least 15 or more.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to your new construction and your remodeling, looking at your plans, your electrical. And I personally call myself a translator. I find that I'm the in-between person between your electrician and the homeowner.
Uh-huh.
Because the electrician may be saying one thing, the homeowner saying something else. And I have to kind of put them together to make them both understand what's going on.
Right.
Or they'll tell us what they want to do. The homeowners will say they want to do this, they want to do that. And we kind of have to let the electrician know what it is they're after.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what we're available here for.
That's all part of the lighting package.
That's correct.
That if someone was building a house, if they were buying their lighting from Rick's Lighting at Home, they would get that service as part of the whole package.
Of course.
Good
That's
deal.
What we do.
What are you seeing, Vicki, in terms of trends or what homeowners are choosing for their lighting? Because when we built our house 9 years ago, I remember popping into a lighting store about 2 years later, and like all of the fixtures had changed. You know, it was like a totally. I was like, wow, we missed out. I wish I'd gotten that light instead.
Right. Well, I do find in the trends right now, whether it's remodeling or new construction, there is a great want for the more rustic feel.
Uh-huh.
Now, the rustic can be as much something distressed. Mm-hmm. It could be some of the darker finishes when it comes to lighting. There's a lot of companies that have come out now with, we'll call them mixed finishes.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, there's one particular company that has like this oxidized finish on their fixtures, and that has been very popular because it seems to go with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little bit more of a, we'll call it a farmhouse feel mm-hmm. on some. So, and then of course there's the more coastal cottage,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a cross between your cottage and your beach house kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually find that those do really well with a little bit more of the distressed finishes. And like I said, some of the old farmhouse kind of feels, they all seem to go together well. And that seems to be the trend more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more rustic. And that's why I was saying a lot of our furniture now kind of goes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of homes we do now, you can start seeing what you want to do in the house. When it comes to the furnishing and your lighting all together.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help you pick out those things that actually go together.
Yeah, you're solving a lot of problems for the homeowners because,
correct.
You know, they're not just buying lighting, but they're going to have to furnish that new house. Mm-hmm. Usually their old furnishings aren't going to fit exactly. So you're really solving a number of problems for the homeowners. I did want to mention the outlet center real quick. That's awesome that you've moved it inside. I was a frequent shopper of the outlet center. And before we run out of time, I wanted to ask you, you folks just won a very prestigious award from the Post and Courier.
We are very proud of that. In fact, we had told our Post and Courier rep, if we don't win, we are tired of being the bridesmaid. Uh-huh. We're ready to be the bride. So when we won, a lot of our customers would come in and say, we voted for y'all, we voted for y'all. We are so excited that y'all are up for this award. And it just made us feel so proud that our customers have seen us evolve and change and still support us.
Right, right. Well, congratulations on that. And there's and Rick's Lighting and Home also has a new website. What's that website address?
It's rickslighting.com.
Rickslighting.com. Okay.
And a lot of our furniture is on that. And there's a catalog button that will take you to our whole array of lighting fixtures. So it's a wealth of information.
Very nice. And as we wrap up, tell everybody how they can get in touch with Rick's Lighting and Home by phone and also your address here.
843-763-2282. And we're located west of the Ashley, 1027 St. Andrews Boulevard.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Cynthia Mappas and Vicki Thomas. And now we're talking with Jay Valk with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. How are you, Jay?
Doing great, Tim. Yourself?
Good, good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about Classic Kitchens of Charleston.
Classic Kitchens is a company that's been around for about 5.5 years now. Mm-hmm. We specialize in residential custom cabinetry. We also do commercial cabinetry as well. We'll do anything from a custom house onto multifamily projects as well.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And Classic Kitchens of Charleston, you say you've only been around for 5 years, but you've been in the business for quite some time.
I have. I've been doing cabinetry work in town for about 15 years now.
Gotcha. Yeah. How does Classic Kitchens of Charleston, how do you folks help a homeowner? You know, they come in here and they say, we want a new kitchen, but talk about the process.
Well, the process is unique in every situation, but typically speaking, someone would come in with a rough idea of a plan that they have written, drawn by an architect potentially, or even on the back of a napkin sometimes. People come in and show me this plan, and we kind of work through how they feel the kitchen should work best and how I feel it should work best, kind of come up with a plan that we all can agree on, and kind of go from there. Mm-hmm. That's the first step. After that, we'll look at different things like finishes, door styles, countertops, glass cabinets, no glass cabinets, open shelves, no open shelves. And the appliances play a large part in that, too. If somebody wants a wall oven, it kind of changes the whole design of the cabinetry of the kitchen. If they want a range, or if they want a cooktop, or they want the cooktop to be in the island, or if they want a wood hood or a stainless steel hood against the wall, that kind of takes away from putting the, you know, a cooktop in the island. So, but that's how we kind of get started, and we'll roll from there.
And little things like if you've got that if you've got the cooktop on an island, for example, that's going to require some venting. And I know this from experience. If you buy one of those vents for an island, those are a lot more expensive than we call them, the peninsula vents.
Yes, the peninsula vent would be more expensive than if you just had a regular wall hood, is what it's called.
Okay.
Because you kind of have both sides of that finish. You'll see it from both sides.
Right.
The other popular route is to downdraft through the island as well. That works also.
That makes sense. What are some of the must-haves that when you're talking to a homeowner, they may not have, ever redone a kitchen, or maybe it's the last time they did it, Formica was the go-to countertop choice.
Must-haves for me would be drawers, drawers, and more drawers. Everybody seems to want, drawers for pots and pans, drawers for spices, pull-outs. Things that really weren't around or not very implemented, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. Solid surface, whether it be a quartz or granite, is pretty much a must-have. Mm-hmm. Also, a microwave drawer seems to be the new rage, too. Now, that seems to be what I have. That's what I kind of implement into a lot of my designs. Just gets the microwave out of the wall. It gets it out away from the countertop as well, so...
And it's in a drawer? I've never heard of that.
It is in a drawer. It's actually a drawer microwave where you hit the button and the microwave itself opens up like a drawer. You place your food down onto it, hit a button, and it goes back.
Interesting. Huh. That's pretty cool. What about colors? Are people going with stained cabinetry or painted mostly?
99% of what we do is a painted cabinet. It seems like the Low Country just kind of lends itself, and it's more of a feel for a coastal kitchen. Heavier stains you're going to find other parts of the country, but really here it's a painted market.
Mm-hmm. And what colors are they going with?
White is still by far king. People are turning into the blues and the grays. Earth tone colors are kind of out now. They may circle back one of these days, but just a solid painted color, not with glazing on it or anything like that. It's just a real clean, crisp look with a white.
And what about door styles?
Door styles. Flat panel still is the king around here as well, whether it have a bead on it, no bead, a piece of applied molding potentially, but 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to get a flat panel door in lieu of a raised panel door.
Mm-hmm. And do you typically recommend they go with an island in addition to whatever, you know, wall cabinetry and base cabinetry they might be buying from you?
Yes. I mean, most designs, whether they're coming from, you know, an architect or in someone's mind, are going to have an island, you know, in them somewhere. Very few kitchens we do are a galley, which would have, you know, wall cabinetry and base cabinetry on either side of basically a hallway.
Mm-hmm. What are the floating shelves that I've been hearing about? What are they?
A lot of people are doing floating shelves instead of a glass cabinet because you can mix and match the materials of them. You could do a stained wood shelf and have white cabinetry everywhere, and it really just draws your eye to them. It's a nice focal point.
Okay, very good. And, you know, it's funny when you're talking to homeowners, they may have a project in 2018, but they really don't want to, you know, talk about it until January 1st rolls around, and then it's like, okay, now I'm ready. What can some of those homeowners do who have they want to remodel their kitchen or their bath, but they, you know, they don't want to pull the trigger on it yet? Are there things that they can do to prepare for that?
Well, yes, obviously, kind of scrapbooking on their end, looking at different, you know, pictures of things they like, saving them, pinning them, so to speak, is a great start, and it's never really too early to start. I mean, if you have plans or you know what you want, talk with someone, and they can get the wheels turning, so to speak, because things always take longer than expected.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what kinds of questions will you ask them when they come in here to Classic Kitchens of Charleston?
For a kitchen, clearly it would be door style and color. What were you thinking? Where would you like your appliances? What kind of appliances would you like? Would you want a built-in refrigerator, just a freestanding refrigerator? A full-height refrigerator with freezer drawers. We're doing that now a lot, where people kind of have just the freezer off by itself. So really just kind of start, and you pick a place, and you just keep eliminating challenges till you get to the end product.
Gotcha. And besides the kitchen and bath, what other parts of the house have you helped homeowners with?
Kitchens, baths, obviously, laundry rooms, built-in areas on either side of the fireplace. We'll dabble in some outdoor cabinetry, but we don't really specialize in that. Mm-hmm. That's mainly about it.
Well, how can folks get more information about Classic Kitchens of Charleston?
You can Google Classic Kitchens of Charleston, or you can call me directly at 843-991-4207.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jay Vaughk with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. Thanks so much, Jay.
Appreciate it. Talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday